Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. You are listening at a very good time because we have just begun our walk to Christmas through Galatians chapter 4 and verses 4 and 5. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, the Apostle Paul writes this to the early Christians in the churches in the region called Galatia. He writes, God sent forth his Son. Yes, God sure did. God sent us Jesus Christ. Jesus was born, and it is his birth that we celebrate not only at Christmas, but most poignantly at Christmas, which is coming. May it be that Christ elicits our attention. There is much to distract us from him, but for these minutes each weekday, I want to give you biblical reasons for making worship of the Christ the consuming passion of your life. And this is my prayer for myself as well. No matter what else we have going on, what is consistent day to day is that we worship Christ, born of the woman, truly man, and at the same time, truly God. As we end the week together, I want to draw us now into our text. For the past two broadcasts and podcasts, we have had an introduction to the book of Galatians, and that will help us to locate in what section of the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, is located. And last time we learned it is in the doctrinal section, or the teaching section, so that what we will learn is foundational truth in knowing what we believe about God, specifically God the Son, who is Jesus the Christ. So let me read Galatians 4, 4, and 5, and then we'll dig in. And as always, I want to encourage you to see this in your Bible, so when you have the opportunity to do so, please read this text. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. We begin with this phrase, when the fullness of the time came. And this is loaded with truth. To begin with, we should understand this word time. The Greek word is chronos, and it means time as a succession of moments. It refers to the lapse of time, the sequence or duration of time. The meaning here is when the exact moment came. When the exact moment came, what happened? Let me keep reading Galatians 4, 4. When the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son. So within the mind of God, he had the perfect time for Christ to be born. And when that exact moment came, God sent forth his Son. Jesus arrives on this earth right on schedule. That is, on God's schedule. God does have a schedule. God does have a plan. And God keeps a calendar. He knows exactly with precision when he will act according to his will and his promises. And I want to share with you some reasons why that time, of which Paul writes, was the exact right time for Jesus to be born to Mary and his earthly father, Joseph. And we will get into those reasons on Monday. But first, consider with me that God sometimes, actually, I want to say God most times, takes his time. God takes his time. From the human perspective, and what other perspective are we supposed to have because we are human? From our point of view, God moves slowly. When you are busy, really hustling to get your Christmas dinner ready, and suddenly you realize you forgot to buy a necessary ingredient, you yell up to your teenager, who is now driving, and you order him. Honey, go to the store and get me whatever ingredient you need. He slowly grabs his keys and driving license and heads out. But when he finally returns home and hands you the shopping bag, you say, "Well, you sure did take your time getting this." And what you mean is, what took you so long? You were too slow. You should have been there and back in less time. Some of you get so frustrated with your teenager that you actually articulate these thoughts out loud. Well, have you ever articulated to God that, "Lord, you sure are taking your time. Hurry it up, God." If you have not formed words like these into a prayer, you will at least feel like it at some point as you relate to the living God. Because we all reach that point where we wonder what is taking God so long. The psalmist in the Old Testament puts it this way, "How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord?" It is hard for us, impatient as we are, to wait on the Lord. Well, Paul writes, "When the fullness of the time came." So let us combine a little history and math and talk about how long it took for this time to come. To do this, we have to drop down in our text and highlight a word, and that is the word law. L-A-W. Law. Listen as I again read all of Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. "But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law." And I'll end the reading there. Did you hear the key word law? Paul says Jesus was born under the law so that Jesus might redeem those who were under the law. What kind of law is the Apostle Paul talking about? This is God's law. Let's think of it in terms of the Mosaic law given by God to Moses. Now let's take the time when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and I will take the date as approximately 1450 BC. 1450 BC. If you disagree with me on this specific date, we can discuss that in a separate correspondence. For today, we will take 1450 BC as when God originally gave the part of the law that is the Ten Commandments to Moses. And when was Jesus born? I'm going to say 5 BC. Now you might say more like 6 BC, Swallow. And others will argue for a time closer to AD. But I will take 5 BC as the date of Christ's birth. Do the math. In 1450 BC, God gave Moses the law. In 5 BC, Jesus Christ was born. 1450 minus 5 equals how many years? Oh, you are good with the numbers. And that's correct. That's 1,445 years. When the fullness of the time came, that is when Jesus came to redeem those under the law, and that time was approximately 1,445 years. That's right. We are talking about years. I don't know about you, but I think about that, and I want to ask God, what took you so long? I am not asking irreverently, but I am asking honestly. Why did it take so many centuries for God to send forth his Son to redeem from sin those who lived under the law, originally given to Moses, all the way back in the book of Exodus? Friends, there is a long history between the book of Exodus and the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that describe the birth of Christ at the opening of the New Testament. I mean, we have to read all the way through the rest of our Old Testament, and we have to take into account the time of the intertestamental period, that is those 400 years between Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, and Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, and then still read a little into the New Testament before we come to the birth of Christ. But talk about time. That is a long time. But when we circle back to Galatians 4, Paul says, when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son. Fullness of time? I'll say. That was at least a full 1,400 years. And that seems like a long time to us, but again, God's timing is always perfect. He does not operate according to our time. He operates sovereignly and providentially according to his own time. And 5 BC was the exact, the precise time God the Father chose for God the Son to be born truly man. And remember, my dates are approximate. Still, even making dates approximate, the birth of Christ comes at a time we would not necessarily have chosen. But when we gather again on Monday after the weekend, I will lay out for you several developments in the world that made the time when God sent his Son the best time. We will see why the wisdom of God is always the best. He does all things well in his time. This phrase, when the fullness of the time came, is very interesting. And we continue with it on Monday. As we end, let me ask, are you waiting on God for his time to come in your life? I hope that today's discussion will be an encouragement to you. God is never late. This weekend, go to him in prayer and cry out with the psalmist, "How long, O Lord?" Make your petition to him, and then, by faith, believe in him to answer your prayer. Do not waste the time while you wait. Rather, redeem that time in prayer. I will be praying for you this weekend, and I look forward, as always, to be back together again on Monday as we prepare for Christmas and continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.